Blog Talk Radio.
And yeah, you know what? Every time before the show starts, I think it's just because maybe I'm so anxious. I always start and get connected and I start speaking before the show actually starts. I don't know if I'm anxious. Maybe a little bit nervous or excited or all three at the same time. I'm not for sure. But I am here to do a show tonight. I'm quite sure you all were looking forward to someone else, but I am going to fill in tonight. And for those of you who have called in, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I don't have any as if I would have an announcement. Ha, yeah. If I did have an announcement, would it really mean anything? But anyway, I am going to go right into the show, you all. I don't have anything additional to say. I thought about it earlier, and I thought about it. Well, what in the world? Is there anything I should say, can say, would say? Nah, nothing, once again. So I am just here to pray for you all and see if God would, I prayed for you all actually earlier, you know, that you would get exactly what you called in for. And so I believe tonight will be a good night as the other nights were. I pray for you all. And so whatever you all call in for tonight, I pray that you walk away. When you get off this phone call, you will be more encouraged, inspired, motivated, to continue or to know that God loves you, God hears you, and he is for you. And so we'll go ahead and get the start praying for you all. And those of you, again, who have called in, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love it. I mean, how can you not feel good when you do a show and the people are already warned in advance, and then they say, you know what, I want to talk to this person. And it's you. You're the person. That is a wonderful feeling. Woo! Thank you all. Okay. All right. So, let's see, without any further ado, I don't think I have anything else to say other than that, unless I just want to be a chatterbox, which I'm not going to do that. I was going to sing a song, which I can't do that. So all I can do is pray for you all, and move on, okay? All right, so here we are. We are going to start off very quickly here with our first caller. And I have, let's see, the first caller is going to be, I'm going to call out your number, the area code and the first three digits. It's going to be a 682-738. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from, please?
Well, good evening. Well,
good
this
evening.
Is awesome. This is
hey,
awesome.
Hey. Why do I laugh when I get you?
Let me see if I can call in and get prayer. I had dental work today, so I'm just resting.
Yeah, you need that. If you had dental work, you need that. You don't need to be talking and chatting and all that good stuff. So I'm not going to ask you a whole lot of anything, LaShawn. I'm just going to pray for you tonight, okay? And then I'll let you go ahead and move on. And thank you for calling, LaShawn. Let me put you on mute and pray for you right quick here. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Come on, Felicia. Get it together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, God, I thank you tonight. I pray for the people. I thank you, God, that you speak to every person. Speak to every person and hit the need. So we thank you, God, for LaShawn. Thank you, Father. LaShawn, I'm telling you, I saw a red heart a red heart, like as if it was Valentine's time. As if it was Valentine's time. A red heart, as if it was Valentine's. Now, usually whenever we talk about Valentine's, you know, that doesn't it usually mean, you know, romance and love between, you know, that's not talking about the love between children and love with friends. And that's usually about love between, you know, the boy and the girl. You know, so if that means anything significant to you, a car in the ignition, a Valentine's heart, Father, we thank you. Putting a key in the ignition. Just go. And then the Valentine's heart. I'm not sure where you are, Lashun, but I'm just telling you, you know, I believe that it's, you know, it has something to do with, you know, a significant other, whether it's now or whether it's futuristic, but just a Valentine's heart and a key in the ignition. I got the word ignition. That means go, a car. What else, Lord? Thank you, Jesus, the way you're taking Lashun. Thank you, Father. A car in the ignition. It's like God is saying, go, just go. Just go, 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 go. Somehow something to do with romance romance. We pray for that. Is there anything further, God? A ring, a wedding ring, Lashun. Thank you, Father. Thank you that you speak, God, tonight. What else would you say, Lord? And help me, God, to interpret this correctly. Just the heart palpitating. The heart palpitating and just love and I'm nervous to say this, but Lashun, just love and romance. That's what I got. That's what I'm getting. And success. And like the snapping of the finger, something like snap, like real quick, like something happening for you real quick. Pico mando reba carisela bo shakarisela. And yeah, Lashun, rice. Don't they throw rice at weddings? Do they still do that? I'm not for sure. I think they still do that. Throwing of rice at a wedding. Let me say it this way, Lashun. I got rice. How about that? That's what I got. I don't want to misinterpret this, but I got rice. I'm getting bits and pieces, Lashun. And of course, as we know, you do this by part. I'm getting bits and pieces, trying to put it all together, but just romance, love, and just go. I'm going to unmute you here, Lashun, and let you come on. And then if you have any other requests, which I don't want to ask you too much, but if you have, you know, because, you know, you had, you know, been to the dentist. So if you have any other requests, we'll pray for that. But I'm going to unmute you here, Lashun. And there you go. I think you can hear me good now.
Yes, I can. Well. Everybody needs some love and romance. I just say, you know, those who wait upon the Lord, he, good things come to those who wait.
That is true.
When you choose Yahweh and you choose to wait, I just believe something something beautiful will come out of. So,
yeah.
Hey, I'm not going to say I'm not open for it. I'm open for whatever the Father has for me.
Yeah.
I'm open for it.
And I'm seeing a, I'm seeing a wedding also. When you started speaking, and we have to, try to interpret this correctly. I'm not saying that you're having one, you're not having one. I'm saying this is what I'm getting. I'll let you pray about what I got. But that's what I got. I can hear the church bell. I can hear. And this just seemed like this success. This is this next thing for you is going to be success. It's just going to be successful. Just success, whatever that is. This next thing for you that's coming up. This thing is going to be a success. Not sure if that has anything to do with you and a partner, or if that has something to do with something else that you're believing for. But like this next move that's happening for you is going to. It's going to be success. And I just keep hearing the wedding bells at a church. I'm only giving you what I got. I'm not trying to make this up. It's like, ding, dong, it's time for the bride to walk in. That's what I hear. That's what I see. So. Yes, ma'am.
I've been praying that God was, he will raise up more kingdom marriage, kingdom wise, kingdom husband that is much, much needed, because so many people going through in marriage and, you speak to them as a single person and you sit back and say, who can we refer these people to? They should be counseled by a husband and wife, and you just don't have that anymore. And I remember coming up, you always had the elders. They was married, and they would sit down and talk to the young men and talk to the young women. And so that's one thing that I was just like, Lord, we need more kingdom. It's like people are married, but they not doing kingdom work together. And that is much needed. It's much, much needed.
And
either
Go ahead. I was going to say, and I even see you, whether or not that's you getting married that I see, or you are going to be involved in something like that, but it's like you, and it may begin this year. You being involved with something like that, having a regular marital conference, something having to do with that. And it may start off this year, and it's like you, it's going to be you and some other people doing it together. I think maybe you and some other people. Mm-hmm. But then it's like a surprise is coming to you too.
Hey, man, I got a word. It was from PGN that part of my ministry was going to be what's going to be for marriage couple.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, hey.
So that's it.
And so when I got that word, I was like, huh, because I was going through something in my own marriage. I couldn't see it. I couldn't, which he don't allow us to see everything. But I do have people that are married come, they reach out to me about their marriage. And when I start knowing the pattern, knowing that there's a lot of married women, a couple coming to me, for encouragement, for wisdom, I was like, okay, so that word manifests, okay. And I always say, Yahweh is the best counselor. So however he used me, and if that's part of my assignment, because I know what I had to go through with my ex-husband is part of my testimony, and it's to help others out. Hey, whatever Yahweh, like I told him, use me the way you want to use me. if I can get one soul, if I can go out there one soul, and if that one soul is a marriage couple or a wife, okay, use me. So he's in control.
Yeah, so do that. You'll see that it's going to begin to unfold. And as you're doing that, there's going to be, a surprise for you in this area.
Mm-hmm.
A surprise
mm-hmm.
for you.
Amen.
You're going to be, this is going to be a success. Just do it, a surprise for you. Because I'm telling you, I saw the red heart. I saw the rice. I hear the church bells. And so in this, you know, do it. And I think it's going to begin this year that you'll begin to do. If you're doing it, you know, it'll increase. I believe it'll be done
mm-hmm.
This year begin this year. And you watch and see. There's going to be a surprise for you. God is going to surprise you in this mm-hmm. area. This romantic. It's going to be
yes.
romance. It's not going to be,
mm-hmm.
It may be related to your ministry, but it's like God is going to surprise you in this marital area, this romantic area. I know that don't even sound, some people may think that don't even sound spiritual. Well, that's what he gave me. This is it. A lot of stuff we don't think is spiritual, and it's spiritual, you know? And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's going to be it's like a romantic thing. A romantic thing. It's going to be a surprise, 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 LaShawn. For you.
Amen. I tell you, he knows. So, you know, things catch us by surprise when you least expect it.
Are you watching?
You that he's going to do it. He is. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you. Well, just keep me in the prayer. Like I said, I had some dental work. I had got a teeth pulled. You know, surprisingly, I'm not in pain. You know, thank God
mm-hmm.
for that. I'm in pain. I haven't got the pain part yet, but, you know, I'm resting. I'm resting. So I thank God that I'm not in pain.
Yeah, oh, yes.
From that.
That ain't nothing to play with.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I was kind of nervous about that, but I went in and I prayed, and that's one thing I prayed about. No pain, things that they normally say happen, it would not happen. I'm telling you, the Father is good. When you're taking care of his people, he's going to take care of you. He's going to take care of you. I have seen him do it over and over and over. He never fails. So I give him the glory. So you could just pray for that. And I'm seeking God for moving. And I know it's my time to move. I know it's time for me to move. I just want to get wisdom about the move. He's going to move me out of state, out of country, wherever he need me to be.
Mm.
So you can pray. You can pray for
yes.
that.
Hallelujah. We sure will. Thank you, Father. We thank you, God. First of all, we thank you. You know, no pain. No pain. We thank you for that. And we pray, Father, that it continues to be no pain. Let it be. You've done it for me before. So God, we ask you, do for me what you did. Do for LaShawn what you did for me. You did it for me. Do it for her. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To see her out of the woodworks of having pain. Just you know, let it go. Just let it continue. No pain. That's simple. That's not even
Amen.
Anything. You ain't even got to get deep with that. Just God, just let it be no
right.
pain. So you know, so we thank you, Father. You are a good God, and you are able to do. You are able to do, and you will do. And if she needs to take a pill, you know, once in a while, if that's okay, and that she can take that, and it'll hold back, you know, hold back the pain. That's fine too, as long as there's no pain. If you're okay with that, Lord, we receive that. And so we thank
mm-hmm.
you that you are such a good God. And then we bless you, Father, in terms of this move that she's trying to make. Move, this movement. Thank you, Father. She's moving. God, we pray that you work out all the details.
Amen.
Almost like another person will come along and give additional direction.
Oh, okay.
So that you do make all the right moves.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like a person, another person will come along and give you some more keys, some more knowledge where there's darkness, where, you know, you think you're making the right move, but then here comes this person and they say, no, let me tell you, you know, that seems right, but let me tell you what you need to do. And this person is a good person. They're here to help. They're not here to deceive you and here to, you know, just make all, just try to get your money and be gone. No, this person is really, I believe, called in this particular position that they're going to approach you in maybe, and then they're going to help you make better decisions. We don't know if it's going to be a person that has to be paid or if it's going to be just somebody that's going to just see you and see what you're dealing with and say, you know what, can I help? Let me help you. And it's almost like a God-sent person. And had it not been for that person, you know, you might want one decision would have sent you in the wrong direction, and then that would have caused multiple wrong decisions. Mm-hmm. But it's like a person coming along to help you to make the right, to keep from going left.
Mm-hmm.
This person is not here to just deceive you and you know, pull the wool over your eyes so that they can get paid under the table or do whatever. This person is really trying to help you, and they're going to help. And just be patient. You don't have to rush. You're going to be in the right place. You don't have to rush. Just be patient. And if it seems like that place that you thought was going to be it is gone, that's okay. You'll watch and see. Because when you think that's the best, then God comes along and shows you something better. And you thought, I'm glad I didn't get that last place. Yeah, ooh, I'm glad. I'm glad that didn't work out now, Lord. Bless him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So look for help in making the right decisions. Believe God that you are not going to be fooled. You're not going to be foolish. You're not going to be deceived. You're not going to be, you know, getting into any agreements and contracts upside down, you know. Where, you know, you sign a contract and next thing, you know, things start to, you know, the payments and all that go up and now, you know, it ain't even what it was from the beginning. No, you take your time, you make the right decisions, and you're going to have help with that. And you'll see, you're going to have help and they're going to, this person is going to guide you in making the right decision. You know, just take your time, because it's like things, you know, they're just going to work out. They're just going to work out. When you begin to pray about it, it's just going to work out. It's just going to work out. It's just going to work out.
Amen.
Well,
thank you. I'm going to sit here and finish resting and just continue to let Yahweh be Yahweh. Thank you for your prayers. Thank everybody out there for praying. Thank you for doing the Friday show.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
You know, keep doing his will. Thank you. And you have a blessed night.
Thank you. Thank you, Lucian. Appreciate you. You too.
All right.
Okay, good night. Okay. All right. We are going to move on to the next caller. Let me scroll down a little bit. You all scroll down to the next person. Okay. So I'm going to call out. I have here a 954-580. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from, please? Yeah. 954-580. Okay. 954-580. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So I'm going to put you on hold. Okay. And then, because as you know, you may be able to hear us. We may just not be able to hear you. I'm going to put you on mute. I'll come back to you. Okay. Let me write that number down. 954-580. Okay, we'll go back to that one. All right. I'm going to move on to the next caller here. I have a 803-991. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, Felicia. Angela, South Carolina.
Hello, Angela from South Carolina. Okay, just one second, Angela from SC. I should have all this down by now. Come on, Felicia. You're acting slow. Okay. Every now and then. Okay. Every now and then I do that. Okay, so Angela, I'm going to put you on mute. Just a second, Angela. Let me get. Okay. Wait a minute. I got to make sure I got the right person, Angela. Just a second. Okay, so Angela, I got you on mute. All right. So, Father, we thank you for Angela from South Carolina. Bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you for calling in, Angela. Thank you. So, God, we bless you. We thank you, Father. What would you have to say about Angela? Something about a Slurpee? Here we go. Something about a Slurpee. I don't know if that has anything to do with you eating right, eating the right things, making the right decisions as far as your health, your eating. But like a Slurpee, a blue Slurpee, I see. And I can hear the coming out, like you know how you slurp something and you can hear the noise and it's real loud at the end because you're just slurping a little bit. I just see a Slurpee. What else, Lord? And I think that has some, maybe a health thing. Maybe. Choosing to eat certain foods, maybe. Health, good health, health. God, what else would you want to say about Angela from South Carolina? Jesus. Whatever your lipstick, whatever you want to say. Got lipstick, makeup, orange lipstick, makeup. He just be throwing stuff out there, and let me work it. Okay, so orange lipstick, Slurpee, health, looking beautiful on the outside, healthy on the inside. There you go. Let me unmute you, Angela, just a second. Okay, Angela, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I'll let you speak, Angela.
Okay. Slurpee, lipstick, makeup. I had bought me a juicer a week ago.
Yeah.
I found maybe some celery and start doing like a celery drink on certain days and stuff like that. So a Slurpee? Like, wow, that's okay, Lord.
Yeah, I believe it was having to do with eating healthy. Even though a Slurpee was not what we would call healthy, but I think it was. Eating something healthy, choosing to eat healthy on the outside, and looking
right.
Just and then the lipstick looking good on the outside, and then choosing to eat well so that you also good on the inside. I believe.
Right. Wow.
So.
Okay. That's
so you are trying to do that, you say?
Well, I'm writing a book about makeup because actually it's been a while ago. I stopped wearing mascara and lipstick and all that stuff because I was listening to the other prophets and she was saying how as women, you know, God don't really like women really dressing our faces up like that and stuff. So I'm writing a book about that actually. So, but I've still been, I do wear lip concealer. and a little bit of gloss and stuff. So, and that's what I've been questioning him about too. So is that, wow, that's like,
wow, that's amazing.
Yes,
that's amazing. So God is speaking to you.
He is. Yes, I was like the Slurpee. I haven't had a Slurpee. I don't know. That's
me either.
Yeah, but a minute. But wow. Okay. So yeah, I am.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to find good stuff to eat because everything is so, you know,
yes,
preserved.
Yes. So much of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been talking about that with fruits and vegetables and wanting that kind of stuff and not able to get it. So, not to, I mean, if you buy from the store, I could buy stuff from the store within 2 or 3 days, it's bad. So it's like, God, what are we going to do here? It's like, the food we have is not, you know, yeah, that's interesting.
Yes. So you probably on the right path. You keep doing what you, in terms of, you know, you learning about health and you know, about this, and you said you're writing your book. Yeah.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. God is speaking to you, Angela.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. He is. So thank you.
Thank you.
yeah, I'm going to work on my book this weekend. That's my goal. That's my goal. It's about everything. Just really try to get this finished. I've been working on it for a little minute. But, yeah.
That's exciting. Yeah, you can have a book with your name on it, girl. What?
Mm-hmm. But it'll be my second one. I had a book a couple of 2008. I did a poetry book. Mm-hmm. So,
oh, that's good.
Yeah. So I just got to get it done, get it finished. I've worked on a couple of them for a while. So, yeah.
Well, keep going. Sounds like you're on the right track. You're on the right path.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Angela. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I was actually also, if you could pray for my dad, to pray for his just pray for his heart to be healed, and just pray for him for that, because he don't really express it at all.
Yeah. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for her dad. We thank you, Father. We pray that you break up the fallow ground that needs to be broken. Break up the fallow ground that needs to be broken. And maybe if he can release some things, that'll make it all the better. So Father, cause him to release some things. Release what needs to be released, that his heart can be soothed by you. We pray, God, that you break the fallow ground. Cause him to release it, to release whatever that is. And then he'll be able to say he can breathe again, better. He can breathe again. So we pray for the release. God, whatever you got to do to cause him to release that, release it. That he can breathe well again, that he could, things will be the same again in terms of having better health than what he has now. His heart returning back to what it was before he began to hold things. Thank you, God. And God just, and then soothe him that it's okay. It's all right. It's okay. Just release it. And when he do, God, let him know, let him see, let him experience that there is a God. That everything is not something that are physical, are done because of what we choose to do, choose not to do. Everything can't be fixed by a doctor in terms of, you know, surgery and all that. Yes, we thank God for them. They're gifted. God gifted doctors, but there are some things that just, if you just let it out, you don't need a doctor. And so, Father, we thank you that you are able to make him release whatever he needs to, whatever needs to be released, that the heart can move and exhale again. We thank you, God. You are able. We believe you for that. I agree with Angela. I agree with her in prayer for that. We believe you for that, God. You are a good God. You are able to do what you will. I believe you for that. And so we thank you. Amen.
Thank you. Lord,
amen.
There
you
are. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you.
Bless you, Angela. Thank you. Have a good night, okay? Mm-hmm.
keep in stance.
All right. Okay, bye-bye. Okay. All right. Thank you, Angela. And then I'm going to jump back to the previous call that I called on just a moment ago, and I'm going to unmute you and see if you're ready now. I have 954-580.
Hi, this is Carolyn, Jamaica.
Hello, Carolyn from Jamaica. I'm glad you didn't hang up. Thank you, Carolyn. Let me write your name down. Carolyn,
you're
from
welcome.
Jamaica.
Thank you.
Jamaica. All right. All right, Jamaica. I was going to say Jamaica. All right, Jamaica, hold on. All right, Carolyn, hold on just a second. Let me put you on mute. All righty, Father, we thank you. Like I'm always trying to be like Prophet Randy. Let me put you on mute, and then I'll pray for you. All right, I try. Okay, so God, we thank you for Carolyn from Jamaica. Thank you, God. Thank you for her. Father, whatever you got to say about Carolyn. Carolyn, a swimming pool. Here we go, Karen. A swimming pool. I saw, someone, not were they jumping in or walking out of the swimming pool, coming out of the swimming pool, it seems like. A swimming pool. Someone coming out of a swimming pool. Father, whatever that would be. It's not a pool party. It's one person coming out of the water. Just coming out of the water. Thank you, Father. Coming out. Maybe a situation where you were drowning in, and now you're coming out, Carolyn, and you came out on your own. You didn't have everybody pushing you. You came out of the situation on your own. You were drowning, and somehow you found a way. Something like I see two people, you and someone else, and the other person is a guy. Looks like a dark-skinned guy with curly hair, maybe like not curly, but like a dark-skinned guy with like a box hair, not a, was it a box haircut? Is that what I see? Like a box haircut sort of? and he has like, he has hair at the top of his head, but he shaved the sides off a little bit maybe. But he's on the right side. I see you coming out of the pool on the left side. But you came out, that's like you were drowning, but then you came out. And that guy, he's out, and the guy is already out. He's standing out looking at you, I believe. It's some kind of situation. I don't know. Maybe some things that some people know and some things that some people don't know. So we thank you, Father, whatever that is, for Carolyn. Carolyn, God is with you. He is for you. He is for you. He is with you. I believe your heart is in the right place, no matter what. God is with you. He's for you because your heart. Thank you, God, that you bring her out. She come out, and you come out dry. You come out dry. Thank you, Father, whatever that is. I'm going to unmute you, Carolyn, here and let you speak. There you go.
Hello. Well,
yes.
I'm not quite sure what that means, but I know that I'm in a particular situation currently that I'm praying for God's intervention, and hopefully I will come out well. I'm looking forward to coming out.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank God for that. It's like you came out, though. I saw you come out. You didn't drown.
Amen.
And there was the assistance of another person as well with you.
Yes.
But this was a dark-skinned guy. This is, I guess, mm-hmm. African-American guy. He's dark-skinned.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he assisted you out. Maybe he didn't even, as a matter of fact, he didn't even get wet. I don't think he got wet. He just, he's somewhere in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
But
Amen.
But he's for you. He's on your side. And so, whatever that means to you, maybe you pray about that and God will give you more. So, yeah, thank you, Father. Bring her out. Let her see that you are God and you are God alone. No matter who's right, no matter who's wrong, you are God and you are God alone. May she see that, experience that, and know that. And then come to testify of that futuristically. Thank you, Father. You are a good God. Thank you. And you and because of this tonight, she knows that you hear her. Thank you.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. God bless you.
Bless you. All right, Carol.
That's
it.
Saying. Have a good night.
Okay, I will. Thank
yeah.
you. You too.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, so we're going to go on to our next caller here. Okay, let's see. I'm going to scroll down a little bit. Okay, so I have who is this going to be? I think that if I have called on this number already, I hope I did. Let me make sure. I think it may be from the same location. Let's see. I have an 803-991.
Yes, that was me. That was Angela.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm going to hang up. Okay, thank you. All right. Here we go. Thank you for being so kind, Angela. I'm going to move on to the next caller here. I have a 623-282. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hey, Felicia. It's Carmen from Texas. God bless.
Hey, Carmen from Texas. Hey, Carmen from Texas. My sister girl. Hey, Carmen.
Yeah.
All right, Carmen. Let me write your name down. Okay, Carmen. Let me put you on mute here. Just a moment. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Carmen. Let's see here. I got to make sure I got your number and I don't lose it. I've done that a couple times, y'all, between me and y'all. Okay. So, Father, we thank you for Carmen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for where you're taking Carmen. Mando reba kari sele la boko. Mando reba bakaya. Father, what do you want Carmen to know? Kite le la boshe. La bakaraba bakaya. Carmen, where there's smoke, there's fire. Mako reba kari sele le boko. Mando sabanda la la bosha karisa. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Keta robo shakabanda la bakareba bakaya. Father, what else would you say to Carmen tonight? Where there's smoke, there's fire. God, what would you say? Be it unto you, Father. Where there's smoke, there's fire. The number four. God is four steps to something. Father, you know, we thank you, God, that there are four steps. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Four steps to something. And a jacket. A guy putting a jacket. It's a guy's jacket. It's a brown jacket with buttons, and it's a guy's jacket. Where is he going? Is he leaving the house? I think he's leaving. Like he I don't know, like maybe with the attitude. You found something. and you know what? I'm just gonna leave. It's like I'm gonna go ahead and leave. It's like a light brown jacket. Okay, let's put these pieces together, Carmen. I'm going to unmute you. I should have wrote it all down. I don't want to forget. Carmen, let me unmute you here. Hallelujah. There you go, Carmen.
I have no idea what that's about.
I don't know anybody either.
With a jacket. I don't know anybody with a brown jacket, actually.
Maybe the jacket means he's going somewhere. He's leaving.
I don't know. I live alone. I don't hang around with anybody.
Yeah.
That's the funny part. mean, and nobody lives in the house either with me.
Leaving something. I don't. I see. He has on construction boots.
Construction.
Yes.
I don't know anybody that's a construction worker.
I don't know.
Construction boots. I don't know anybody that's a construction.
And it's a, well, you know, like those boots. And it's a guy. It's a guy. It's not, from what I see, it's a guy. He's leading. But I don't know. Where there's smoke, let's see. What do we get first? Where there's smoke, there's fire. Then we got the number four.
Uh-huh.
And then we got a guy in a brown jacket walking. It's like he something got discovered and he decided to leave. So
something got discovered. I don't know anybody that has a brown jacket.
I'm not even getting any names. So
honestly, I'm alone most of the day in this last season. I haven't been in contact with anybody, not even family.
Mm. Yeah.
So
okay.
I mean, I don't have interactions with anybody. I don't know anybody that's a construction worker. I don't know anybody with a brown jacket.
Yeah.
Number four doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all right. It may not now, and it may not even be like, you know, it may not even be a specific person that's leaving. Literally, it could be, you know, something, you know, what would we say, figuratively, it could be something other than just that exact thing. I'm still not getting any further. You know, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. Something's burning. I don't know.
I don't know, Clara. I'm trying to.
I don't live where we can burn fire either. There's smoke, there's fire. I don't know anybody that's a construction worker or anybody, not even family, that owns a brown jacket.
Hmm.
I don't even have a brown jacket. Well,
yeah,
I do. I have a brown one, but I haven't used that in years.
Hmm.
No, I don't know. I don't know what that is all about. It doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah, well, we'll just put that on the shelf then. We'll see if God will convince you later. We'll put that on the shelf. Because I don't even know how to interpret it, to be honest. I don't know if that you know what that would possibly mean. I'm trying to get, you know, here, but I'm not even getting anything in terms of interpretation.
Yeah, none of the workers that I work with have brown jackets or I don't have a lot of communication. Just hello and goodbye. Just touch and go.
Yeah.
I just go touch and go. I don't.
Well, it
I'm
could also be.
It
could also be. You know, listen. You know, it could be something where God would speak to you. You know, you may get off this phone call, turn the TV on, and there's a guy with a brown jacket, and then you get a message out of that. It could be something in that way form. It could be any form. You know,
okay.
You may not know a person directly, but all I can tell you is I got where there's smoke, there's fire. I got with the number four, and then someone with the brown jacket is a guy, and he has on the boots, but it could be, you know, God communicating to you, you know, as you make connections with other people. It could be any of those things. And I feel like God is going to reveal this to you. You'll come back and, you know, you'll be able to say, yo, that's what that was. Now I see. I feel like that's what it'll be, unless, you know, that's what this is going to be. But I see God communicating with you even more. God is, like, revealing more stuff to you. Like, he's going to begin to reveal more stuff to you. Just reveal more stuff to you. Maybe even show you people's motives on a different level. You know, you used to see, you know, like, just motives that you – because we don't always we think that we know everybody's motives, but sometimes we really don't. We think that we do, but sometimes we don't. I think it's like God revealing people's motives and intentions to you. And maybe that's what that is. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Like you'll begin to sense something. You'll know something. And it's like he'll just communicate to you things that maybe others can't sense or see. But yeah, I got that, Carmen. That's what I got. So
yeah,
you can put that on Tim.
The Lord does that. Yeah,
okay.
Sometimes I don't know. I pick up things and I don't know exactly, and then it becomes clearer over time.
Yeah.
What I'm sensing, like I get a bad vibe or there's something, you know, off about. So I try to, you know, think the best, but sometimes when the Lord is showing me something, it just like won't go away.
Mm.
It doesn't go away. Yeah, but yeah, he shows you. But I guess that's a woman's intuition too, you know.
Also at the same time, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Maybe something in the future, somebody I'm going to meet or.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Look, I didn't even.
Yeah, could be somebody in the future.
Yeah,
that I'm going to meet and I have to be aware of because God's wanting me to be paying attention to that. So I'm not sure. Right now, I don't know. Even the color, nothing resounds. But it could be in the future. That could be, you know, something to be aware of.
Yeah.
Of some motives, and they'll end up leaving, or maybe it's something I'm going to do, and I need to keep an eye out on that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all right. That's happened before. Mm-hmm. I remember one time I was praying for a woman, and she was, it wasn't on the PGN show, it was another gathering, and we prayed for her, and every time she would come to me, it would be the same word. And I almost didn't know that it was the same person. And she would say, no. And then later on, it was, yes. That was the word. That could happen.
Yeah,
that happens too.
Or in the future, something in the future that God is wanting us to. Maybe somebody I'm going to meet that may be doing something wrong, and I'm going to be able to discern that and see that.
That's what I believe. Because where there's smoke, there's fire.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. That's funny because just yesterday, as I was driving, I saw smoke and I knew there was fire below. And the Lord I felt like the Lord was telling me, and then I forgot all about it. I didn't even go that way. I was going to drive that way, but I didn't go that way.
Wow.
And so I was like, okay. Yeah, that was just yesterday.
Oh,
I saw a lot of smoke, and it's not supposed to. Something must have been burning. Something must have been burning. So I'm not sure if that has any connection with me, or maybe there was a fire that was started somewhere, and it was intentional by somebody.
Hmm.
Who knows?
Maybe like a maybe something like that. Things happen. You'll know exactly who it was. Nobody else knows who it was, but you'll have a sense of who it was. You know, something maybe along those lines. Yeah.
I was seeing that, and I didn't go. I was going to drive that way, and there's a lot of restaurants in that area where I was going to go, but I didn't. I just went another route, and then I came back again. So I don't know what happened over there, but I did see fire yesterday. I mean, it has nothing to do with me, but maybe there was some kind of act or maybe vandalism or something that someone did, and they'll have to figure out that somebody did it. Maybe that's the description of the person that might have done it.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
Brown jacket, construction boots. It may have something to do with that person, because I did see fire yesterday.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you're gonna be knowing some stuff, girl. You're gonna be knowing some stuff.
Yes. And it's got to be for a purpose, because God does not give you a word for nothing. It's for you to do something about it too. So who knows? Maybe I have to share something. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. All right, Prophet Cupid. I was listening. I was listening to your prophecy. I was like, oh, that's Prophet Cupid.
That's a good one, Carmen. I like that.
Yeah, we're going to nickname you Prophet Cupid.
That's a good one. I'll take that.
That is cute. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Carmen. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, let's see here. Where am I at? All righty. I'm going to go back. Let's see. Carmen, oh, there you are. Okay. Okay, we're going to move on to our next caller here. I have, it's going to be 910-709.
Hi, this is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Hello, Sylvia from North Carolina. Hi. Sylvia from NC.
Hi. How are you?
I'm all right, Sylvia. Thank you for asking. Appreciate you tonight on this Good Friday. Well, I was about to say Good Friday. Well, this ain't Good Friday, but it's a Good Friday for me.
Every Friday's good, right?
You're right. You're so right. You're so right. All right. So let's pray for you, Carmen. Let me put you on mute. I'm such a copycat. I just copied Prophet Randy.
Sylvia.
I'm sorry. I called you the wrong name. I'm getting overexcited. Be patient with me. You know, I'm excited, Sylvia.
That's okay.
Okay. I'm going to put you on mute. All right. So, Father, we thank you for Sylvia on tonight. Sylvia. You know what I hear, Sylvia? I hear, you know those things, those little, what thingamajig that you hang outside when the wind is blowing in? Ding, 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 ding. What are you? Yeah, I know y'all know what that is. It's a, I can't think of the name. Sylvia, I can't think of the name. But you know what, you know, when you hang it outside, the wind blows. A chime? A chime. I think I hear a chime. I think I hear a chime. Let me look at what that means, Sylvia, just a second here. Y'all got to, so we always have to be patient with Felicia. Good Lord. Yes, you do. Okay. Okay, a chime. Let me see here. I'm so glad I, let's see, chime. Well, come on. Maybe I need to get a new phone. Okay, so it says, let's see here. A chime is, let's see, a melodious, no, well, not melodious. Yeah, a melodious ringing sound as produced by a striking bell. Let's see here. I hear chimes of the hour from the courthouse. A chime? I just hear a chime. Is that a sound of a different way of maybe making an announcement? Maybe, you know, I know usually, you know, you make that announcement, you get that horn, and they get ready to make an announcement sometimes. But I think this, there may be, you know, some, an announcement coming a different way. An announcement maybe coming a different way, not to your usual way of making an announcement of something happening, something good happening. Almost like a ringing, you ring the bell, chow time, and it's a signal. Everybody knows it's time to go eat. But I think this chime, somehow you'll get some news. It's going to be good news, but it's going to come a different way other than just, I don't know if it's going to come in any, something happening to you, something good happening to you. It's just going to happen. Maybe there's no announcement. Maybe it's not so much of a verbal announcement. It's just going to happen. Like this thing, it's just going to happen. It's just going to happen. It's not, you know, someone announcing this to you, something good that you believe in God for. It's just going to happen. And so it's a different sound of announcement. It's not the horn. Something. da-da-da-da-da. It's announced, and then you know it's about to happen, and then it happens. No, this thing that's going to happen, it's a different announcement. It's going to happen with a different announcement. It's just going to happen. So I'm going to unmute you here, Sylvia, and I'll let you speak.
Amen. I receive that. I am waiting for something to happen. I've been believing on God for home. And and I believe someone had told me that.
Oh, that's what I saw. I saw that in front of a house. Yes. Aren't they on the house? The chimes are in front of, I saw it on the porch.
Yes, I'm believing God for a new home. And someone had told me they saw the month of April or something happening, but they didn't say, you know, what it was. And I didn't know if it was ministry or, you know, if it was my home. And he said he had his hands on my paperwork. So when you said about the announcement and maybe something happening, that's what I've been believing for.
Hmm. Because that's what I saw. I saw the chimes hanging from the porch of the house. Yeah.
Hi. Amen.
Yeah, I didn't see a chime all by itself. You know, I can hear a chime. It could be by, you know, I can hear a chime. Yeah, it could be by itself. But I saw the chime hanging on the house. So yeah.
Amen.
So we believe, you know. You know, we stand in agreement with Sylvia on that. We believe you, God, for that. Make it happen in Jesus' name. If that's it, let it happen. Announcement, no announcement. Father, thank you. Thank you, God. We believe you for that.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And there may not be an announcement, but let her come back and make the announcement on PGN show. That it happened.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes.
So, thank you for that. Thank you, Father, for that.
Well, I thank you for praying for me. That's
yes.
Good news tonight. Yes.
Yes.
Good news.
Yes.
Thank you.
Come on with the good news.
Yes, and I'll call you. I'll definitely call back in to tell you. But
please
I'm
do.
Having anticipation about the month of April.
Yes, when you get a word, you yeah, who wouldn't? We all be standing.
Yes,
you know, we all be standing in expectation.
Thank you. I heard you talk to Deshaun about she's believing to move, and that's what I'm believing to move. And then when you said about the times and the announcement, I was like, yes. So I didn't have to ask you to pray. You already had it. The Lord already had it for me.
Come
Thank
on.
You, Lord.
Come
yes.
on.
Yes. Thank you,
Thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Very good.
Well,
very good.
Yes, and you have a blessed night.
All right, Sue. Thank you. You too. You too.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Okay, bye-bye. All right. I am going to move on. Thank you, Jesus. God speaks. God speaks to us, y'all. Okay. Let's see here. I'm going to move to the next caller. I believe this is the next caller. Let's see. I want to make sure I got it right, y'all. I have a 330-983. Who am I speaking with and where you calling from, please?
Hello. How you doing? My name
Hello.
Is Mimi. And I'm calling from
Mimi.
Ohio.
Hello, Mimi.
Hello.
Mimi from Ohio. Thank you, Mimi. Appreciate you. Let's pray for you. All right. Put you on mute. You hear Mimi? You know what? Let me do this so I'll lose you. I keep slipping up. I'm going to get better. I got to get a routine down. All right. We're going to pray for you, Mimi. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, for Mimi. We thank you, God, for showers. Showers. Just showers flowing down on you. Mimi, you know, some good things. Some good things happening for you, Mimi. Keep believing God. Keep praying. Some good things happening for you. Just you're being showered with some good things happening. Showers of goodness. Something of showers. Some good things happening for you. Favorable things happening for you. And it may be like love. You being surrounded with much love that's needed. Love. Love. love, love, love coming to you in terms of, you know, I'm not getting a relationship. I'm getting, you know, love, like, you know, friends, family, love, showing you love, showering you with love, just love coming to you. Love, Father, thank you. And thank you, God, for using people, her family, her friends, to bring a wholeness about in her life that she can experience this love that she has not experienced before. Thank you, God, for people dedicating themselves to showing Mimi love. You're being showered with love. God's going to shower you with love, Mimi, just love. And it's a beautiful thing. Love. You need that. It's needed. Just love. Hallelujah, Mimi. I want to unmute you here. Okay, can you hear me well?
Yes.
All right, Mimi. I'm going to let you speak.
Yeah, I do. I do need that. I need love. And you said it's going to be my family member. Remember, I'm the one prayed that my sister, you know, she told me not to contact her again. So remember, I was praying on that. So maybe that's going to be.
Yes, God. We pray, God, that you break that. Break her heart in pieces, that she would can reconnect with her sister.
And she would and my reconnect. Other family trying to, you know, not talk to each other. So I want my family to get restored, forgive each other, come together.
Love, because, yes, you all need love, love, love. We pray, God, that you break their hearts in pieces. God, cause them to be broken, to be broken, to be broken, broken, broken. Cause them to be broken, God, before you. Let them see the error of their ways, whoever it is. Let the family members see the error of their ways. Use whoever you got to use, God. Let them see the error of their ways. Give them patience, Father. If you would, and God, you said you would go leave the 99 to go after one. Do it just for Mimi.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name. Father, in your name, you came that she would have love, that she would have the very thing that she needs. So we ask you, God, leave the 99 and go after the one. Do it for Mimi. Break her family. Cause there to be a brokenness in the family, God, that they would come together. And even if it's just showing love for Mimi. I mean, we prefer for them all, but God, if you could just do it for Mimi. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, God, that you do this. We pray for Mimi specifically. Do it, God, for her. You are able to do it. Cause one family member to be broken and the other and the other and the other and the other. And let there be an acceptance and towards Mimi, an acceptance that has not been there before. God, we ask you for a miracle. Do the miracle. We ask you. We ask you. We ask you. You are able. You are able. And you are able. Amen. Amen. Amen.
And keep my finances and my feet swells up. My feet and legs swell up. I try to prop them up at nighttime, but sometimes they still be swollen in the morning.
Hallelujah. And that may be an intake thing for you as well. Food intake. That may be a food intake for you as well, Mimi. And so, yes, okay. God, we pray for the finances. We pray, God, supply her need. God, if you would be so kind, give her more than enough. As she put forth the action, give her more than enough. As she applies herself, give her more than enough. Cause her finances to literally double. I know we say double, and sometimes it means something else. But I mean, literally, whatever she has, she's getting in now, cause it to double. If it's nothing, then God calls, you know, something to come in that will supply all of the needs that she has. That she does not live a life of lack for the rest of her days, the rest of her years. So as she apply herself, God calls the money to come in, calls the money to double. And as she continue to apply herself, then God let there be a continual flow of money. You are a loving God, and you will do it. You take care of me, you take care of me, Father, by Jesus Christ. And then we pray, God, for good health. We pray, God, that you give Mimi the if it's a food intake, give her the will. Help her, God, to know, listen, willpower. Sometimes you got to say no and no and no and no to certain things. Doesn't mean you can't enjoy what you eat, but there's some things you may have to just say no to. And so we thank you, God, that you help her to see, you know what, maybe I don't need that. Maybe I shouldn't eat that. Maybe I should. You know, I'm going to try to wean myself on the best foods that are for me, that don't cause my body to react in a way that causes me to swell and causing damage. So we thank you, God, that you do these things for her. Give her just grace to do these things. God, give her her own testimony that the Lord has done this thing. Thank you. Thank you and thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for calling, Mimi. Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for praying for me.
Yes. All right, Mimi. Well, I'm going to move on, and you have a good night, okay?
Me too. God bless you.
All right. Bless you. Bless you. Okay. Here we go. Let's see here. Mimi, I'm going to put you on mute. Okay, there we go. All right. We're going to move on to the next caller. I believe, let's see here, I have a 804-218.
That they have no intention of going
there. And it's very common.
804-218. That's bizarre.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
How are you? This is Angie from Virginia and Jody from Florida, but we're
okay,
in Florida together.
Okay. Let me write the first thing down.
So
I have Angie.
Two of us.
Okay.
We have Angie from Virginia. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And Jody from Florida.
And Jody from Florida. Okay. I believe I got it. Angie and Jody. All right.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to put you on mute, and I'm going to pray for you first,
okay.
Angie, and then I'll pray for Jody, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Okay, hold on. Okay, I got to write your number now so I don't forget. All righty, Father, we thank you for, excuse me, y'all. Thank you, Father, for Angie calling in. Thank you, Angie. Bless your Father. Angie, a bucket. God is wanting to fill you with some good stuff, some good things, a bucket being filled with good things, some good things. It's like God is wanting to do this so bad for you. He wants to bless you in such a way that is just so tremendous, just good things. I see like a yellow bucket, you know, just a yellow bucket, and God wants to fill that bucket with such good things for you. Like just, you know, you just fill the bucket. And it's like God wants to just flood you with good things, like a miracle coming to you. But it's going to cause other good stuff to happen as well. But one particular miracle coming to you. Thank you, Father. A magazine. Like, you know how we go to the store and they have the... Please don't think I'm talking about a gun. No. a magazine. When you go to the store and they have the magazines on the shelf. A magazine. So like a magazine, like the front of a magazine, the cover of a magazine at the stores. the cover of a magazine, Angie, the cover of a magazine. So it's like this miraculous thing happening for you, and then other little stuff gonna happen as well. You know how like the door flings open, and then all this other good stuff happens. One thing happens, and all of a sudden you get all this other stuff. A magazine in a store. I don't know. Maybe a story, a big story happening. A story happening, and it's going to be put in the papers, in the magazine. Some kind of a miracle that's going to like be written down and posted in a magazine, maybe posted online or just something magazine worthy. But it's like the front of the magazine, though. It's the front. It's the cover. Something like that. Thank you, Father. I'm gonna unmute you here, Angie, before I go to Jody, but and then I'll let you just say what you have to say, and then I'll move on to Jody. Can you hear me, Angie?
That's exciting.
Okay.
That's exciting. I don't know what kind of magazine or being on the cover, but I'm happy about it.
I'll take
that in the bucket. And I drive a yellow Jeep.
Because I saw a yellow bucket.
You saw a yellow bucket.
That is funny.
Yeah, I drive a yellow Jeep. So I kind of said, ooh, got something to do with my yellow Jeep because that's what I have this yellow. And that's a pretty good size. It has four doors, so that means it's a big bucket.
Yeah. Some good stuff.
And that's also a confirmation because my friend says that, the Lord wanted to give me a big miracle and really, wants to really, really bless me. But, And that's when I'm I'm on kind of like a quest. You know what I mean? I left Virginia and I come down here and spending time with my friends in Florida. And they've been gracious to me and I've been their home.
Yeah.
So, and they're a beautiful family.
Oh, that's nice. That's always good.
Yeah. It's always good to feel love. And
yeah.
I feel love. Even the poopy dogs like me.
Yeah. Angie.
Anyway. So thank you for praying for me.
Yeah, look forward to that. You pray about
that. I will send you my debut of my magazine cover when I'm on.
Yeah, it's something good happening. I don't know if it's like a neighborhood thing that maybe you'll be something in the neighborhood that would go down and go up rather. go up rather.
Yeah, I think I've already been down. I think I'm on my way up.
Yeah, some go up. But something happening that maybe will be the talk of the town or something like that, maybe. Just something newsworthy, something wonderfully newsworthy happening to you. And whatever it is, listen, Angie, go pray God. Ask God to speed it up.
Yeah, that's right. Let's put that on the fast track.
really,
the express. How about overnighting it?
That'll be even better.
You can see something overnight.
There you go. That'll be even better. Yeah. Well, let's pray for you said we have to Jody, right? Did I get the Jody?
Right. Uh-huh. I'm gonna hand her the phone. Hold on.
Okay. All right.
Oh.
just say hi.
Hey there.
Hello, Jody from Florida. Hey. Thank you for calling. I'm all right, Jody. And thank you for letting me pray for you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So let me pray for you, Jody. Appreciate you. I'm gonna mute you as well real quick here, Jody, okay? And then I'll unmute you when I get done. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Hallelujah. Father, okay. We thank you. We thank you for Jody. God, we thank you. Bless you for Jody. God, what would you have to say about Jody? Father Jody. Jody, a decorator, pictures on the wall, a house with pictures on the wall, a decorator. Thank you, God, that you bless Jody. Let this mean something to her, I pray. Like the Mona Lisa, like the you know, like artwork on the wall, on decoration. Maybe God is, you know, kind of maybe changing some things in your life a little bit in a beautiful way, a very beautiful way, that when people look, oh, okay, she's doing well. Oh, she's doing swell. Oh, she's doing great. She's doing good. She's doing wonderful. And you know, God is so good to us that he doesn't just want it to look good on the outside, but to look good on the inside, to be good, look good, is good on the inside. God just handing you a good life. God handing you something good that will bring about the rest of your days. That will bring about you having good days for the good days. From here on, God wants to give you good days. Good days, lots and lots of good days. It's like I saw you've cried before. Of course, we all have, but you want some good days. You need some good days now, some good stuff, some good days, good happenings. Something, some good stuff happening to you. And just like artwork, this Mona Lisa type of artwork, you know, in this house, and it's just, you know, it just makes the house look beautiful. The house is beautiful, but the artwork takes it up a notch, makes it look even more beautiful. Something to do with, you know, designing a house being designed properly on the inside with these pictures. It's the real deal though. It's like, it's not a phony. This is the real deal. It's not faking. It's not a fake art. This is the real expensive stuff. This is the good stuff. It's not imitation. It's like, you get to experience the realness, the realness. I don't know how all that's related, but I'll unmute you, Jody, here just a moment. Yeah, I'm not for sure if you can relate to any of that. And if you have any prayer requests as well, we'll pray for that. Let me unmute you, Jody, hold on just a second. Okay, Jody, you can speak. I believe I can hear you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. It has a whole meaning to me, yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I'm going to give you back to Angie.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's fine. Okay.
Hi, this is Angie.
Yes.
Hey. Yeah. She was just listening with a glee. Miss Jody, I've introduced her to the Randy group.
Oh, good. Yeah, I got
some people
that
I introduced to. Like her second time. Yeah. You're her second person. I got Randy to pray for, and then, yeah.
Oh, you're good, Angie.
There's a few folks that could use it, but you know they're scared of some folks are scared of the prophetic realm.
Oh yeah, I used to be too.
Yeah, I think we've all had a little bit of fear in that area, but you know, once you realize it's the goodness of the Lord that he presents to you, you kind of rest a little bit in it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We used to go to church together about 25 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And she looked like a teenager. I can't say I fared that well. Some of us get younger and some of us don't. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we thank you for your prayers.
Thank
and God
you.
Bless.
Yeah,
and we appreciate
you.
You.
Thank you. Thank you. Y'all have a good night.
You too.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Here we go. We're going to move on to our next caller here. And let's see. I'm not going to sing. Don't worry. It's okay. I'm not going to sing. Okay. Even though I want to. Okay, here we go. I have the next caller. It's going to be 831-596. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from, please?
This is Noelle. That is so cute. This is Noelle in California. I like that.
Noelle.
I think that is so cute. I love it. Thank you for being on tonight and praying for everybody. I just wanted to say that up front. You know, I really appreciate that. That's such a blessing.
Thank you. Thank you, Noelle. Appreciate you. It's good to hear your voice, too. Just call me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Okay, Noelle, let me put you. Oh, my God. Okay, I want to put you on mute here, okay? All right.
Okay.
Okay, let's see here, make sure I have it right, 831-596-596. All right, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for Noelle. And Noelle, you know what, I was praying earlier, well, actually a few days ago, and you know what else, Noelle, I'm going to give you this, and then I'll continue praying for you, but I want you to know that when we spoke before, I'm not always perfect at this thing, but I want you to know that I didn't give it to you, but I'm going to give it to you now. I know you talked about your previous spouse, had a medical condition, but this future person, I want you to know, I kind of saw that they may be involved in the medical field as well. I'm not saying a doctor, I don't know, nurse, doctor, whatever. Unless there's a hospital on 6th Street, whichever way. But I kind of feel like, because I remember when I was praying for you and I got that, I didn't mention that part. I don't know, did we go on in the conversation? Or I think maybe I was just a little afraid and I didn't want to go too far. I didn't want to say too much. I kind of didn't want to, you know, just overdo it. I was trying to be right, you know, trying to do the right thing. But I sense that a young man in the medical field, a guy in the medical field, that you will become good friends with, and then you'll go from there. But let me pray for you. Let me move on. Noelle, I tell you, so we thank you, God, for where you're taking Noelle. Thank you, Father, for where you are taking her. Bless you, God. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Noel, bless you. You have a good heart. Thank you, God. Noel, I hear some noise, but I can't tell what it is. Noel, I hear noise, but I'm telling you, this is something different. I hear noise, but I'm telling you, I cannot tell what it is. I hear noise. I saw a tin man, you know, from The Wizard of Oz. Do you remember that movie? We don't want to give our age away, do we? I saw a tin man. A tin man. Oh my God, no way I remember. Wasn't it the tin man who didn't have a heart? You know what? I'm about to unmute you right now. Just a second. Okay, Noel, I gotta locate you. Good stuff. Now I'm having too much fun with this one. Noel, can you hear me?
I can hear. That's so funny you say that, because it was probably like 2 or 3 days ago. You know, on Facebook, you know, you scroll and then they'll have like something like a meme about this or that. And there was one about The Wizard of Oz, and it had all the characters, and it said which one, you know, what did each one lack? And it's so funny because I just kind of glanced at it and I guessed 2 out of 3, and then I just kept scrolling. So just now when you said that, I thought, well, that's odd. And then you said heart. It was heart, right?
Right.
And so that's funny because I didn't recognize it a couple of days ago, and then you said that, and it was just, I mean, very, the timing of it's interesting, you know?
Wow. I haven't thought about The Wizard of Oz and stuff. Wow. Of all the characters.
And of course, I watched the reruns. Strictly reruns.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. God, we thank you. Thank you, Father. You're going to get a man who's he was a tin man, but this guy has a heart. Thank you, Father.
Boy,
this guy has a heart. This guy has a heart. He has a heart. This man has a heart. Bless you, Father. We thank you. I just sense that's what that means. I'm not getting anything else from that except for that. I sense I'm not even going all over the place with this one. This man has a heart. The Tin Man. Who funk? I ain't watched The Wizard of Oz since 40 years. Well, I'm 44, but
I haven't either. But it was 2 days ago. You know, maybe yesterday, maybe 3 days ago. But it was like, you know, in the recent. Yeah, I scrolled and I saw the picture, and you know, it had all of the you know, the main characters, and I remember I looked at him and I couldn't name all the things they lacked, you know, like the brain, you know, and the this and the that, and just now when you brought it up and you said the heart, I mean, I couldn't even really place it until you said it, and I kind of thought it as you said it, you know, and gosh, well, I hope that if the Tin Man comes into my life, I'd pray to God he's got a big heart.
Yeah, this man has a heart, and also, and usually God does this for me. I want you to, you know, just remember this, Timothy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Tim. I think it's T-I-M, Tim. Maybe Timothy. I think Timothy may be the middle name. Something Timothy. Da da da. We'll see. Well, you just hang on to that name. You keep praying and see, you know, I'm also nervous. The last time the first time I did, I gave a name. I was so scared. I was so nervous. And I gave the name, and the lady comes on and she gets, anyway.
Oh, my gosh. For me, it's like there's no contender. I mean, I'm so secluded and recluse, right? And I'm taking care, you know, my dad is in his last days, you know, and I just got through with my mom, you know, that was good too. So it's like I have zero social contact. So, I mean, somebody would have to just like almost, you know, like tackle me on the front lawn and say, I'm him.
It can happen.
Then of course I'd have to call 911, right?
Yeah.
And then it wouldn't happen, you know, and then might go another 10 years, right? Oh, that's so cute. That is so cute. Yeah. That's nice. That's a sweet thought, you know. I mean, And it's so funny, when you said you were hearing noise, you couldn't make out what it was. And you got me on mute, right? And you're going, I hear noise. I can't make out what it is. But I keep hearing this noise, and I thought, dear God, she's hearing inside my head. I live with that. It's so hard to focus. She's hearing inside my head, and, you know, I mean, because I have a lot of anxiety, right, you know. And so it just comes off like static, you know. It comes off like, you know, like if somebody has the remote control to the TV and they go from channel to channel to channel, you know, that kind of stuff, with like kind of muted thoughts, you know. And so when you said that you kept hearing that noise, I thought, oh my gosh, she's hearing inside my head. That's what she's hearing.
Apparently so. Because I couldn't make it out for nothing, but yeah.
Me either. Oh my gosh. Oh, that's wonderful. Well, thank you for praying for me, and thank you for the fun, hopeful things, and you know, that's really cute. And I loved her calling you Prophet Cupid. I think that is just so cute.
Wasn't that cute? So I love that too. I won't take that.
Oh, I think that's a name. I think that is your name. But thank you. Thank you for praying for me, and thank you for being here for everybody tonight. That is such a blessing for all of us.
Thank you, Noelle. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, honey.
All right.
God bless you.
Okay, you too. Okay, good night.
Okay, good night.
All right. Okay, here we go. Okay. I think I'm just going to have to, you know what, let me just move on to the next caller before I say something. All right. I think this is, let's see here. I want to move on to, I have a 903-918. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from, please?
Michelle from Texas.
Michelle from Texas. Hold on, Michelle. Woo. Michelle from Texas. All right, Michelle, just a second. Let me put you on hold here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for Michelle. Michelle, girl, you're going somewhere, and it looks like you're going you're going somewhere to make some stuff happen. You are going somewhere. Michelle, you're going somewhere. Thank you, Father, for where you're taking Michelle. You're taking her somewhere. And you know, you may be around some important people where you're going, okay? So get ready for that. Get ready to, you know, some important people. You know, it doesn't have to, I'm not saying famous or anything. I'm saying, like, you know, some people with some positions who can, you know, do you some favors. Put you on, as they say. So get ready to rub shoulders with some business people, maybe some important people. A train. I don't know. You're going to travel there by train. A train. But I think the train is carrying materials though. Is it materials? Like materials though? Yeah. I don't think that you're riding in a train, Michelle. It's like you're the train is carrying materials that do you. Materials, things that like, you know, if you have a business or a store or whatever, or just say a business and the train, you know, you have to get your items and your products from one location to another location. And so, you know, whether it's by a plane, by a boat, whatever, but I saw a train, you know, a train carrying materials. And I just sense that you're rubbing shoulders with some important people that can help you out. You know, just kind of get ready for that. But it's like away from where you are, away, like not close. Rubbing shoulders with some important people. Michelle, I'm going to unmute you here and let you speak. Okay.
I'm just at a loss for words.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh. Oh, Michelle, don't scare me.
Because it's just such confirmation. She's been talking to me about a business here lately. Oh, my.
You got a business?
And
you have a business?
I don't have one.
Oh.
But, uh-huh. And here lately I've been asking for direction of where he wants me to go, because it's like I know that I'm supposed to go somewhere, but I don't want it to be me. You know what I mean?
Right.
I want it to be him directing me to go.
Yes.
So he said that it's not going to be anywhere close. I was like, okay. But where? But he'll tell me. He'll let me know exactly where it is. Because I feel like where I'm at, my time is up.
Mm. Oh, wow. So, yeah. Because you're going somewhere. Your head is somewhere. That's the first thing I got, is that you're going somewhere. Yeah. You got to make that move.
I've got to make that move, but it's like I'm afraid to make that move, but I know I need to do it.
Oh. Well, you keep praying, because you don't want to not make the move, and then you'll just be where you are, knowing that you should have moved out and you didn't do anything. And I'm not telling you to move, pack up your bags. I'm just saying in terms of doing what you know that you need to do.
Obedient.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we have to move in God's timing, and I don't want it, like you said, run out of time.
There you go.
I'm praying about it, that he give me direction and instruction on where to go.
Hmm. Ooh, Michelle, you gotta pray, girl.
I know. I'm going to pray about it, but could you pray with me tonight concerning it, that he give me, that I know,
Yes. We thank you, Father, that you have given her direction. Thank you, God. It's like God has given you direction. Now keep listening. He's giving it to you. Keep listening. He's giving it to you. Thank you, God. And then, God, give her the wisdom to make the right move. And just always remember, Michelle, you're not going to always have it figured out. If you have it all figured out, then that may not be it. Of course, you want to be wise and take wise steps, because you don't want to step out on something and then, there's nothing there to step out on. But you be smart, as smart as you know to be. And sometimes you just have to move. And if you get peace about the move, then that lets you know, that's the right direction. Father, we thank you that you give her direction on where to go. Give her the wisdom on what not to do, wisdom on what to do. Even if, God, you have to speak it to her in a dream, God, give it to her in a dream if that's what she needs. Push her into it, God, even if she's not getting it, if she's not understanding, push her into it anyway. God, you can do it. Push her into it. Push her. I believe God can sometimes make you do it. Push her into it, God, that she'll know which way to go. Make it happen, God. Just make it happen. That if she can't see, push her in Jesus' name. God has given you things, but sometimes I understand you're not for sure, but, you have to take some steps. And that one step leads you to another step, and that step leads you to another step. Just know that it's not going to always be figured out. I had to learn that. As a matter of fact, Prophet Randy helped me to understand that, because I would just wait around and just, okay, I got to figure that out. I got to see it from point A, point B, point C. Sometimes you're not going to see all those points. Sometimes you can only see point A, and then you go from point A to point B. And you may not even know how point B going to work out, but you do it. You know how many people have said, how many entrepreneurs have said, I just started this, and all of a sudden it blew up. And that sounds like that may be you. I just started, and then it went one thing led to another, and one thing led to another, and here I am. And it was all God. So we thank you, God, for wisdom. We thank you, Father, that she, you know, got highlighted, make it big in her face, that she'll know that's the place. This is what I need to do. This is who I need to talk to. You know?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. There you go, Michelle.
Praise God. Thank you for praying for me.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for calling. Thank you for letting me pray for you, Michelle.
Praise God. Hopefully the next time I talk to you, I'll know.
Yes, I believe. I'm believing for that. Yes, yes, yes. Let it happen. Let it happen, Michelle.
I will. Praise God.
Okay. All right, Michelle. Well, have a good night.
You too.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bless you. Bless you. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to move on to the next caller here. Oh, I said I wasn't going to sing. I lied. Y'all forgive me. Okay, I'm going to try my best not to sing, y'all. I don't want the call to start dropping. Here we go, next caller. Okay, the next caller I have is going to be, I have 504-376. Who am I speaking with and where you calling from? You. 504-376. Okay. All right. I'm going to write that number down, and I believe I'm going to be able to get back to it. Just a second. 504-376. Okay. I'm going to try to go back to that one. Okay. Oh, did I hear somebody come in?
Hello.
Okay. There you go. Oh, hey. Yes. So who am I speaking with?
Hi, Nicole from New Orleans.
Hello, Nicole.
How you doing?
I'm okay. Nicole from New Orleans. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yes. Thank you. Okay, Nicole. Let me put you on mute here. Nicole from New Orleans. N-O-N-O-N-O. All right. Let me put you on mute and pray for you, Nicole. Okay. Let's see here. Thank you, Father, for Nicole. We thank you, Father, for Nicole. Nicole, I see just a party happening, a party, a gathering, a party, something being celebrated, a celebration, people coming together, coming back together, but a celebration. What are they celebrating? A celebration. Are they celebrating you? Are they celebrating? They're celebrating. But, I mean, it's something involving you, of course. But, I mean, a celebration. I see you being celebrated. You are, like, people. And I see at this, what do you call it when you, everybody gets together at this particular building, it's a building reserved just for parties. But I see this fancy building that's being reserved for a party where they're celebrating something for you. And it's a dressed up party. It's like people are dressed up. They're not wearing regular clothes, everyday clothes. Everybody's dressed up. Everybody's dressed up at this party, and they're just celebrating. They're celebrating you, I believe, for something good happening, something you did, something. Just a celebration. People celebrating you, like a celebration coming up, maybe, and you may not even, you know. I'm not saying you know about it. You're planning it right now. It could be, could not be, but just people at this fancy place, celebrating. And then And it may not even, it may not be a huge party. It may be like a small celebration, but it's fancy. So I'm going to unmute you here, Nicole, and let you come on in. Oh, Nicole, did I lose you? Oh, there you go. Okay. Okay, there you go, Nicole. I can hear you now.
Yes. That's really encouraging because I am expecting to graduate soon.
Oh.
And
really?
Yes. I'm in the middle of like the hard part, which is wrapping up my dissertation this week. I'm just really tired and that was encouraging because I'm like, oh, okay, so this is likely what's going to happen.
Yeah, I think that's what that is. Like, they're celebrating you for something you did. It was something that you did that you, yeah, they were celebrating you. Yeah. Oh.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, and
small sounds about right because I don't have a lot of people in my circle. It's very small. So I could see it being a beautiful place, but it would, be a small venue likely.
There you go, venue. So. That's what I was looking for, the word venue. Thank you, Nicole. I couldn't think of the word. Yeah. There you go. Beautiful. Well, thank you, Father, for that, God. We thank you that she has already made it through. Hallelujah. Whatever was discouraging, God, we thank you that she has already made it through. And we thank you in advance, God, for the celebration. We thank you for the hard work. We thank you, God, that even no matter how it looks, God, no matter how it looks, Jesus, you pull us through. We thank you. We thank you for the celebration. Yeah, celebrating you for some hard work. There we go. Thank you, Jesus. That's it.
I love it. I receive it. In Jesus' name.
Yeah. Great. Amazing. Good. All right. So did you have anything further, Nicole?
No, that's it. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Nicole. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. That was beautiful. All right. Let's see here. I am going to take this next call here. This is going to be, let's see here. Okay. I'm not going to sing. It's okay. I have... I crack my own stuff up, y'all. Okay, so I have 251-342. Who am I speaking with and where you calling from?
Hey, this is Latrice from Alabama.
Latrice from Alabama. Okay, hold on, Latrice. Let me put your name down. Latrice from Alabama. All right, Latrice, let me put you on hold. Oh, let me write this number down, Latrice, just a second here. And thank you for hanging on, Latrice. Okay, put you on mute. All right, Father, we thank you for Latrice from Alabama. God, what would you have to say about Latrice from Alabama? Thank you, Father. What would you want for Latrice? Jesus, Picaraba, Mandalo, Boshekelela, Bosta. Father, whatever you have to say, God, we'll share that with Latrice. Jesus, what would you have to say for Latrice from Alabama? Kar makaraba manda lobo shike lando raba karisele labo komando bo shakarisa labo shakareke sele labo raba karisa fa bakata labo she. Latrice, a pot of gold, like you found a pot of gold, the rainbow, at the end of the rainbow, a pot of gold, like you found a pot of gold. Listen, if somebody say a pot of gold, first thing comes to my mind is some money. Is that what that is? It's like the rainbow after the storm, Latrice. The rainbow after the storm. A rainbow after the storm. And you found the pot of gold and the pot of, a pot of gold. And it just changed everything. Everything became changed for you. Everything. I mean, your whole life changed. like it was a storm. And then after the storm was over, here was the rainbow. And then you stumbled, you kept going, and you found the pot of gold. And I'm trying to see what does that, is that, you know, because all I can think of is when it comes to a pot of gold is money, but I mean, and that may not even be it. Let me see here. I'm going to look something else up, and I'm going to continue to pray for you, Latrice. Just give me a moment. Sometimes it takes a while. A pot of gold. Let's see here. Patrice, I have, let's see. Oh, a large amount of money, especially one that is unattainable, illusionary. Wow. A large amount of money, the pot of gold. And you found it. Is it coming to you? I think you found it. It wasn't. You discovered it. What is this? Wait a minute. Let me keep looking a little bit more. And there it is. Somehow. That's what it says. A large amount of money, especially one that is unattainable or illusionary. Let's see here. It's like it says, stay clear of any advisors who prom. I don't know if this is anything significant. Yeah, like it's too good to be true. Like, is this too good to be true? Father, we pray for that. You know, whatever that means, does that mean that she stumbled upon a whole lot of money? And if it does, then God, let it not be illusionary. Let it be the real thing. Let it be something for her to take, to behold. Give her wisdom, God, on how to deal with that. You know, once she finds that, just, well, let's see, what else? Yeah, the ultimate success, fulfillment, and happiness seems like it's coming to you. The ultimate success is coming to you. And this pot of gold, oh, God. Ooh, Jesus, just whatever that you make of that, you know, of course you're going to, I pray that you pray about that and see if there's anything further. But you found this success, this, you just found it. And it happened to you, Latrice. It happened to you. Of all people in the world, of all the people, it happened to Latrice. It happened to you. It happened to you. It happened to you. So, you know, I wonder why, you know what I wonder, Latrice, you know, why didn't God just say, Latrice found a bunch of money. Instead, he shows me a pot of gold. I don't know the difference of why he would say a pot of gold versus, you just found a bunch of money. So I'm going to unmute you. I want you to pray about that, Latrice. Let me unmute you here real quick. Just a second. 251. Where are you, Latrice? There you go. There you go. Okay. Can you hear me well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, so, Latrice, yeah, it's like a storm happened, you know, some things that weren't pleasure, some things that just, you know, weren't, that just didn't work out, but that somehow you found success, and this success happened, and it's like one in a million.
Okay.
That type of a thing. Oh, excuse me. Sorry about that, y'all. It's that type of a thing. Like, you know, who does this happened to me? Yes, it happened to you. It happened to you.
No.
It happened to you.
Dear Lord.
We thank you, Father. You know how Ruth, listen, you know, people like to say, you know, I'm believing God for a husband, and I'm believing for my Boaz man. And a lot of times that whole Ruth situation, that was, you know, almost like, you know, you know, almost like one in a million. You know, you meet this rich man, and he takes care of you for the rest of your life. That don't always happen for people who, even in God, believing for a husband. You know, it's rare. So it's like this rare thing is going to happen to you.
Go
and of course it's involving money, but there's something additional to that. I don't know what additional it is, but something more additional. Because he didn't just show me you found a bunch of money. He showed me you found a pot of gold. So there's more to that. So you pray about that. Keep that before you. I hope that means something to you, Latrice.
And I receive it in Jesus' name.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes, hello. Amen.
Amen.
And I do.
Yes. Yeah, thank you, Latrice. Appreciate you.
It was good to hear from you.
Yes. Yes, you too. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, you too. You too.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, let's see here. Okay. Did I lose? Okay, just a second. I didn't lose. Okay, but I lost you. Here we go. Well, maybe I did. Who's you? Okay, I have 803-991.
Hi, Felicia. This is Angela from South Carolina again.
Oh, did you call back or did I just by accident put your name on?
No, I called back. Well, I just want to show you something right quick because something you were saying earlier to, I think it was Carmela. Before you took her call, you asked me who was on the line because you had accidentally hit my number again. But when you were describing her prophecy, it felt like you was talking to me because what you had said. You was telling her about the guy with construction boots and the brown jacket and
yes.
Where the smoke there. You remember that earlier tonight? I think it's talking
yes.
to Carmen.
Yeah.
And, right. And you were describing someone in my life that sounds just like the person I'm talking to or dealing with, because right before mm-hmm. I called here, we got this heated argument. Like, wow. But I heard you telling her, not saying it wasn't her prophecy, but it felt like it was also me part of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just calling back just to tell you that, because that was kind of
on point.
Like, wow. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well,
like,
listen.
He's like a was at one of those big power plants, but yeah, he wears construction boots and he has a brown leather jacket actually that a couple of weeks ago and like someone it actually has a tear in it, but it's brown. So when you were saying this, I was like, oh wow, that just sounds like somebody I'm dealing with. But
but you better take note.
So that was like, wow, okay, Lord, no, but let me just let her know that. I know when you prophesy, anybody can partake in a prophecy for anyone. So, you know, that's the thing about
that's
it, too.
That's good, though. That's good, though. Take note. And thank you for letting me know. You know what? You're all right. I knew you were all right when I called your number.
Well, you're all right. You're great. What's that for energy? Oh, my God. You're always bubbly and happy. I'm like, I'm so chilled out most of the time, but. Yeah, I wish I was more peppier like that.
Oh, thank you. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, that was just pretty interesting. I just want to let you know that.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you.
Uh-huh.
All right. All right, have a good night. Okay.
And you too, thanks.
All right. I'm sorry, y'all. My phone keeps going off. Okay. All right. I am going to move on to this next caller here. I'm so tempted to sing, y'all. I'm going to hold it in. Okay. Next caller. Okay. Let me hold it in. I have a 478-231. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from, please?
Shakira from Jordan.
Shakita?
Yes, ma'am, from Georgia.
Oh, Shakita, okay. All right, thank you, Shakita from Georgia. Just a second, I'll put you on mute, okay? Okay, I hope you can hear me well, Shakita. My phone. I had to. That's my phone. Can you hear me well, Shakita? Uh-oh. Shakita?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure. Okay, I'm going to put you on mute, Shakita, and I'm going to call you. I'm going to unmute you in just a moment. All right. So, Shakita from the GA. Hallelujah, Shakita. Thank you, Father. Shakita, I got some. We thank you, God. Let me just say this. It's always a word of knowledge. It seems like at the beginning now. So, Father, we thank you for Shakita. Shakita, I saw a young girl with some bamboo earrings. I love bamboo earrings. They're so pretty. But a young girl with some bamboo earrings. I'm not saying you're wearing bamboo earrings. I'm just saying that's what I see. Some bamboo earrings. Father, we pray for Shakita. Don't know if that means anything to her or not. You like big earrings, Shakita? Big earrings, jewelry, that sort of thing. But if not, that's okay. But I believe that's what I got. God, we thank you for Shakita. What is that? Father, you bless Shakita. Bless her. Just bless her, God. What would you say, Father, about Shakita? Or what further would you say? Shakita? Shakita, you might be a speaker also. Shakita, you might be a speaker as well. I'm not saying I'm a speaker. I'm saying you might be a speaker. God could use you, I believe, to speak to some people, speak to some young people, encourage them, give them some wisdom, give them some knowledge, give them some information that they need. Shakita, like you influencing people, like an influencer, like an influencer, influencing influencer. You may be have the ability to be an influencer. Set some trends, set some new things. Maybe creative, a creative writer, a creative thinker, creative, critical thinker, critical, creative writer. On the basketball court? Children, I think that's children that I see, though, on a basketball court. I think it's because of the influencing. And influencing guys and girls and guys. And like a stylish type of a person, maybe, are you the stylish one? Or are the people who think they're so stylish are going to come after? Somebody stylish here. But Shakita, I'm just an influencer. Speaking and encouraging people. And you helping to push people, other people into their callings. You helping to push them into their callings. You helping to push other people. Cooking. Are you into cooking? What is it? Am I saying burritos or tacos or some kind of cooking? getting paid well to be a particular influencer. For the good. So Shakita, I'm going to unmute you here and let you speak. Just 1 second, Shakita. I think I have to. I got to make sure I got the number right. Shakita, was it 248935?
Was
that you? Oh, okay. Just 1 second. Hold on, just a second. I called the wrong one. I'm sorry. You're next. Okay. Okay? Just a second.
Okay.
I think here it is, Shakita. I think I got you. I should have wrote it down. I wasn't thinking. 803-991. Shakita, is that you?
No, that's Angela.
Okay, Angela. I got to get this right. Just a second. Now, Shakita, where did you go? Did I lose you? Uh-oh. I'm going to go to... Wait a minute, Shakita. I think it was a... Okay. That wouldn't be the 831-596, right?
That would be me, Noelle in California.
Okay, just a second. Oh, no. Okay. I said I love Shakita, trying to find Shakita. Okay, thank you, Noelle.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Shakita, is this you there? Let's see. I thought this was Shakita. 478231, is that Shakita?
Yes, ma'am. You
okay, I'm sorry, Shakita. Yes, ma'am. I got you. I had you all over the place. I was all over the place.
That's okay.
Now, I'm not sweating anymore. Okay, Shakita, I'll let you get in here and talk.
Yes, ma'am. It's confirmation, everything you've been saying, and it's, I have a heart for young people, and it's something that I always want to do. Yes, ma'am.
That's
everything
good.
Is confirmation.
That is good, Shakita. Well, you better do it.
Yes, ma'am.
I said you know, making a little change from this, finally, that's making some change.
Okay.
a little moolah.
With drawing and different stuff like that, so I do
you
have
are?
A creative side.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Shakita, you got to do it, unless you're already doing it. But as you do that, Shakita, I see, you know, you being able to make some money, like some good money from your creative ideas. Some good money and influencing kids, you know, children at the same time, boys and girls. At first I thought it was going to be for the girls, but I'm seeing boys and girls, both. And you just influencing them and you know, and of course you're not just, because this is something that you enjoy, you're not doing it for the money, but you're going to get the money as you do that.
Okay.
It's not that you. I'm just showing up for the dollar bills. No, you're showing up because this is what you want to do, and you'll see the dollar bills come in as a result. You just you know, influencing the younger people for the better, and you'll see some good things happening. And I keep seeing bamboo earrings. I don't know anything. Is that? I just keep seeing bamboo earrings.
No.
So,
I like jewelry. Different kind of jewelry. So. I don't know. Maybe it's something. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Maybe it's something to that. So, yeah, you get into that, and you I'm like, yeah, you're going to make some change. So go ahead and do that. And then you're going to enjoy it as well. You're going to enjoy yourself. You're going to enjoy this thing that you as you continue on in that, you're going to enjoy it, and you're going to be making money at the same time.
Okay. I'll receive it.
Amen, amen, amen. Yeah. All right, Shakita. Is there anything further?
No, ma'am. Thank you. And God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you. Have a good night, Shakita.
You too.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, let me go back up here. I believe my next caller is, I think I just said I was going to call on you next. I started panicking and I didn't write your number down, but I know it was a male. Let's see here. Was it 248935? Was that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, great. I'm
glad
sorry.
You found her.
I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
I started panicking there for a moment. Okay. All right. Let's see here. Let me write this down before I forget. I want to do that again. I don't want to trip up again. 248935. Okay. All right, who am I speaking with and where you calling from, please?
My name is Kamario, and I'm calling from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Kamario from Tulsa. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And you said Kamario? Kamario?
Yes.
Okay,
Kamario.
Got it. Okay, I'm going to make sure I call you by the right one. Thank you for hanging on in there, Kamario. Appreciate you. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on mute, Kamario, okay? And then I'm going to, and I got your number. I won't lose you, okay? I'm going to be able to click you right back in, Kamari.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for Kamario. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for Kamario. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. What do you want to say? Let's encourage Kamario tonight, Father, whatever you want. Kamario. You know what I see? I see this guy with this black turtleneck. And then he has on a dressy jacket. This guy in this black turtleneck with a dressy jacket. But when you go in, though, Camario, is that you? hallelujah. Let me see what else. How can we continue on and see what else God has to say about that, if there's anything further on that. Camario. Father, thank you. What would you say about Camario? Like lightning. Lightning, like strike while it's hot, Camario. You got to strike it while it's hot. You got to strike it while it's hot. While the time is now. Like there's a now time for you. God wants to make you successful, a success as well. But you got to strike it while it's hot. We got a lot of entrepreneurs on the line tonight. Is that what this is? Camario. Camario. I saw the lightning, but I don't think that meant that you're like the lightning, like strike. You got to strike it, but you got to do it now. 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 There will be a time where it won't be available anymore. That slot, that moment. You got to do it now. Something that you need to do. You got to do it now. Camario, speak the truth in love. Speak the truth in love. Be truthful. Be honest. Let them know this is what this is. Be truthful in love. Camario, I just see lightning. I just see lightning, and it's like you got to strike it. You got to do it. You got to do it. I just see lightning. I'm seeing if God will say anything further. Strike it while it's hot. What needs to be struck? Sometimes he give it to me. Sometimes he don't. But a movement. You got to something. A movement.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Would you get the mail, please?
Yeah.
Hello?